This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
House appropriations will come to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bordol.
Here.
Ring.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Partridge. Anderson.
Here.
Ramkema.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Before us today, we are tasked with issuing or introducing appropriations bills. Senator or Representative Dryden.
Thank you.
Do you have
Chair.
A motion?
Yes, I have two. This motion to introduce bills on behalf of the governor. The first one's an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for the elderly persons and persons with disability and to declare an emergency.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Bordeaux. Any comments?
No, it's the annual tax refund program that we've had for years and pretty much a formality.
Okay. Any other comments? With that, all in favor signify. Do we have to do roll?
Voice.
You
told us we can do voice.
We can do voice. Okay.
Aye.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The motion is approved.
Second.
Representative Dryden.
Thank you. Second one is an act to make an appropriation and to transfer certain money to the Bureau of Administration to fund a design study for a potential expansion and upgrade to the State Animal Disease Research and Diagnostic Laboratory and to declare an emergency.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Anderson. Any comments?
This is a project at South Dakota State University that does all the animal disease research, and their facility is old and outdated and needs to be upgraded. I think they might be building one, maybe a new building, as well as upgrading existing facilities, but they're just not technology. They're not up to speed with technology and can't really do their job as they should. So they've been talking about it for a year or two, and this is just trying to get it started, help moving along.
Okay, any other comments? Representative Anderson.
If I might just add a little to that, I did tour the facility, and maybe some of you have as well. Part of it is biosecurity because of the things that they're doing in there and the things they're testing for. They need to have a very controlled environment, and their ventilation systems, their heating, cooling, all of that is just worn out. It's 40 years old or somewhere in that range, and it doesn't meet the standards that they need to be advancing and doing more of this type of research and diagnostic testing. So,
okay. Any other comments? I do have a question. Is this going to be the Larry Tiedemann Memorial Veterinary Building?
Yeah.
Seeing none. The motion before us is to introduce, this bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Anything else to come before the committee today? Representative Anderson. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You're looking very good today.
Well, thank you. We do have someone in the audience. All right. I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.